greetings from Lisbon, Portugal. I'm here exploring the fado scene, going to clubs and checking out the diverse and rich fado scene in Lisbon, visiting some of the neighborhoods like Alfama, Muraria, Chiado, and Bairro Alto, where fado thrives in the many clubs and fado houses. On this road trip, I like to explore the instrument that makes fado a very special song style, the Portuguese guitar. First, let me introduce you to one of the great traditional guitarists, the fabulous Armandinho, and the song that carries his namesake, Fado Armandinho. That's the great guitarist Armandinho playing the classic tune of his namesake, Fado Armandinho. The Portuguese guitar is the result of a confluence of two instruments, the Renaissance cittern, introduced in Portugal in the second half of the 16th century, and the English lute, introduced in Porto by the British at the end of the 18th century. The association of the Portuguese guitar with fado as a song style begins in the second half of the 19th century. So you see, this instrument, the Portuguese guitar, is about 300 years old. Custódio Castelo is a major figure of the Portuguese guitar. Castelo has played, recorded, and produced albums with, among others, Camané, Mícia, Cristina Branco, Carlos do Carmo, Ana Moura, and Marisa. Not only that, he also accompanied the Queen of Fado, Amália Rodrigues, in her last tour of the USA. Now, the Portuguese guitar has 12 strings arranged in 6 courses. Custódio Castelo says there are 2 different approaches to the Portuguese guitar.
We have 2 types of this instrument. Lisbon's style and Coimbra's style. It's like this, it's like a tier. The name of this is the tier. So the tuning is of Coimbra's is one tonality. The Lisbon style is like, and the tuning is si la mi, si la re. And this is the octave. And especially this instrument, we have to express the feeling of the soul and the heart. It's a special chordophone because he have the capacity to represent of our feelings. That's interesting, like this. He can cry. We have the phenomenon of the word saudade, when you miss something. And the Portuguese people have this kind of feeling because the ships go to discover the world, but the same ships can return and the people suffer. Fado means destiny, you know, faith. The Portuguese guitar, it's a feeling of these people, they suffer.
Let's listen to Custódio Castelo from his album Inventus. Here's a composition called In Agradecimento, Guitarra Portuguesa, or In Appreciation of the Portuguese Guitar. Thank you. That's Custodio Castello from his album Inventus, playing in Agradecimento Guitarra Portuguesa, or in appreciation of the Portuguese guitar. In the neighborhood of Moraria, I met and talked to Ricardo Parreira, one of the younger Portuguese guitarists. Let's take a listen to his album Nas Veias de uma Guitarra, In the Veins of a Guitar, which is a tribute to guitarist Fernando Albin, who accompanied the world-renowned Carlos Paredes for 25 years. Now, Carlos Paredes was the son of the giant of the Portuguese guitar, Artur Paredes. Fernando Albin plays guitar in this album by Ricardo Parreira, and the piece is called Variações em La Menor, or Variations on A Minor, composed by the great Artur Paredes. That was Ricardo Parreira from his album Nas Veias de uma Guitarra, In the Veins of a Guitar. Pedro de Castro has played the Portuguese guitar with fado greats Argentina Santos and Ricardo Ribeiro. De Castro accompanied a group of fado singers in the film Fados by Spanish director Carlos Saura. He also happens to own one of the most special fado houses in Lisbon, called Mesa de Frades, located in a former chapel in the Alfama neighborhood. Yeah, I met him too, and I got a chance to see some great fado at Mesa de Frades. Here's Pedro de Castro playing Lisboa ao Atardecer, or Lisbon in the Afternoon, from a recording of Casa de Fados in concert. That was Pedro de Castro playing Lisboa ao Atardecer from a recording of Casa de Fados in concert. Finally, I'd like to leave you with a very special musician who's shaken up the world of the Portuguese guitar. The Portuguese guitar, as you can imagine, has been traditionally played by men. Well, Marta Pereira da Costa may not be the first woman to play the instrument, but she is certainly the first woman to get wide recognition for her unique and adventurous approach to playing this most beautiful and traditional instrument. From her self-titled debut album, this is called Terra, or Earth. I hope you enjoy this road trip. I'm Beto Arcos. Muito obrigado.